of Shadows is an audio drama that follows the life of Santiago Perez, a cop from Miami. Join us in this world of moving shadows. Episode 1, The World of Darkness. Bad things happen to good people. In fact, really bad things happen to really good people a lot. There is no reasonable explanation for this. There isn't. It is what it is. It's the world that we created. It's not a great world. And it's definitely not a fair world. But it's our world that we created for ourselves. And the sooner we admit that, is the sooner that we change this world for the better.
Tuesday, March 15th, 2016, 5:47 a.m. Santiago Perez gets ready for work. He receives a text from Captain Torres. It says that he wants to see him, that he has a special assignment for the day. His wife, Sylvia, and his twin daughters, Sofia and Isabella, are still sleeping. They won't have to wake up till 6:30. So he leaves out quietly after checking in his daughter's room. All is well. Time to go to work. Captain Torres was a very strong-willed man. He was effective and detailed, and everything he did was with a purpose, a means to an end. He was a little obsessive about some things, and you couldn't change his mind on anything. He even thought to himself that his favorite officer would be the officer most like him. He was a little conceited, but all things considered, he was a great captain. Captain Torres told Santiago that he'd be patrolling Hialeah with Officer Fuentes. Lucia Fuentes was Santiago's best friend in the force. They both joined the force at 23, and they have been friends for 10 years. They had worked together on multiple occasions before, and they were good partners.
Sylvia Perez is Santiago's high school sweetheart and a truly beautiful woman. Her magnificent beauty may have caused the men around her to have neck problems. She's even had several offers for modeling, but she turned them all down. I mean, she could be the girl on the posters of the biggest brands, not to mention the money she'd make. But she has a strong sense of who she is and what she is about. And her heart is set on family. So she is a stay-at-home mom. Simple. Sylvia got home from dropping off her daughters at school. It was a Tuesday, and the house was in good order, so she decided to do some reading. Sylvia fell asleep while reading in the living room. Not that the book was boring. She was just a little tired. The doorbell rang. She checked the peephole and it was FedEx. She opened the door. "Hi, I wasn't expecting anything from you guys," she said. "Well, we have this package for Santiago Perez," the man said. "Oh, that's my husband. I'll sign for him." "Thank you. Have a good day." "Okay, you too," Sylvia replied. It was a small brown envelope. She opened it, and inside it was a piece of paper and a flash drive. On the paper, it had a strange message. Put the flash drive into your laptop and the game will begin. Be warned, once the game starts, it must be played to completion. Sylvia thought this message was strange and could not help her curiosity. She wanted to check out what game her husband had ordered.
p.m. that same day. As Santiago and Lucia were driving down Palm Ave, Lucia was telling Santiago some story about her date last week. Lucia liked to talk about her dating life a lot with Santiago. Santiago was not a fan of this. She was an old-fashioned gold digger. She said it herself. She only dated men with a lot of money.
We have a 1031 at the NR supermarket on the corner of Palm Ave and Southwest 27. All units close by, please respond.
We just passed that plaza with that supermarket about 3 minutes ago, Lucia said. Santiago turned on the sirens and made a U-turn at the next stoplight. They pulled up right across from the plaza. There were 3 squad cars already there with officers all standing with their weapons drawn. Santiago and Lucia jumped out of the car and drew their weapons.
Then they saw it. It was a 2010 Ford Focus coming at full speed from around the corner. It whipped into the plaza. Officers were scrambling out of its way. They just drove in the midst of all the squad cars. In the whole confusion, a squad car's door was taken off. It was so perfectly timed. As they pulled up right in front of the supermarket, they probably didn't even stop the car for 40 seconds. 3 robbers came out shooting.
By this time, Santiago and Lucia had crossed the street and found cover behind one of the squad cars. "Shoot the tires," he yelled. He peeked out and fired 2 rounds. Missed. None of them hit. He could hear the car moving off. And then he saw Lucia jump up, peek over a squad car, and shoot 3 rounds. All 3 hit the body of the car. They got away. There was a cloud of confusion as the car fled the scene. Santiago tried to gather his thoughts. Then he became very aware of his surroundings again, as he saw one of the officers on the ground clutching his shoulder. He told Lucia that she should take the keys and go after the robbers. He would take care of things. He sent 2 other officers inside the supermarket to check on the civilians as he helped the officer on the ground. p.m. Santiago and Lucia were back at the precinct. They were sorting out some paperwork. Lucia didn't have any luck in catching the robbers. Just then, Santiago received a phone call. "Yes, hello? Yes, this is Officer Perez. My wife? What about her?" "Wait, what?"
There comes a time when everything falls apart. When you're caught off guard. And you don't know exactly where you are, who you are, and what you stand for. You're confused. And in that moment, you have to make a decision that will change your life forever. The red or blue pill, like in the Matrix. The high road or the low road. You see, Santiago understood the words that he heard. Your wife has been kidnapped. But he could not accept this. He would not fully accept this.
He felt as if he were falling in space, waiting to hit the ground, but he just kept falling. He felt as if every second there was 10 pounds added on his shoulder as a burden to carry. That's 600 pounds per minute, 36,000 pounds per hour. Santiago felt pain. Only pain. Then there was something else. An intense anger at whoever did this.
An intense hatred burning in his chest. He let it rise through him and consume his entire being. He felt he wanted to kill those who are responsible for this. He wanted revenge.
He let this thought linger in his mind a little bit before he realized that he needed to get his daughters. They were still at school. Then the whole world came back. He was a man with responsibilities. He was a father. He was a cop. He was a man whose wife had just been kidnapped. He was a man secretly planning revenge. He was a potential murderer, and his badge allowed him some immunity. And he knew it. Game of Shadows was created by Patrick Medley, and this episode was performed by Patrick Medley and Trina Hudson, with music by Kevin MacLeod. If you like the show, tell a friend. Tell them how dope this is. And also, join us every 2 weeks for a new episode. See you in 2 weeks.